Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob.
Okay, Rob, how's your week been?
Pretty good, thanks. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Very happy.
You're very happy.
Yep.
And any particular reason you're happier this week than you have been in the past?
Yeah, perché?
Excuse me? I don't speak Spanish.
That's Italian, actually.
Oh, sorry. But,
because Italy won the World Cup, of course.
World Cup? I forgot.
The football World Cup? The best sport in the world?
Oh, that crazy soccer game that goes on.
The most widely watched.
Oh, unfortunately, I didn't stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning and watch that. That's a problem living in Japan is the football fans have to stay up until the wee hours of the morning.
Right. Yeah, if it's being held across the other side of the world, then.
It's tough living in Japan for you, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Do you have any pet peeves about Japan? I guess we should explain, what's a pet peeve? A pet is like a pet, an animal, or a cat. What's a peeve?
A peeve is something which annoys you.
That peeves you, right?
Yeah.
It's a verb, isn't it?
Peeve? It is, to peeve you off.
So a pet peeve is just a little, something that, annoys you. Mm. Is there something, a pet peeve you have about Japan?
Yes, quite a few, actually, but... That's not to say I don't like living here.
No, we love living here. In fact, I have. There's more things I really like about Japan than I dislike.
Right.
So we don't want to sound like we're being negative.
Sure. I think my pet peeve about Japan is that cars, trucks, they don't really stop at zebra crossings for pedestrians.
I'm sorry, what did you say? A zebra? Oh, that was on both sides of the pond.
That was, yeah.
That's a crosswalk in American English.
Oh, okay, right.
They don't really stop.
Yeah, the black and white
They don't stop. Oh, they don't yield for pedestrians.
Yeah.
Yield means to
let the pedestrian walk.
And a pedestrian is someone that walks on a street. Pedestrian.
Yeah. That's something that irritates me a lot.
You know what my pet peeve is? There's all these public announcements here. They're really noisy.
Yeah.
For example, politicians during election time, they drive around blaring really loud, you know, like, Kato, よろしくお願いします.
Yes.
And it's so annoying.
Uh-huh.
And if I were a politician, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want to annoy people. I would feel like if I were annoying them, they wouldn't vote for me.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
like in the U.S., generally... In America, public announcements with loudspeakers, loud public announcements are illegal.
Right.
You can't just go around someone's neighborhood and advertise with a loudspeaker. How about in the UK?
I think it's illegal too.
It's a good law.
A certain decibel level you're not allowed to.
Yeah. Here it's they have announcements everywhere.
Right.
And sometimes, I mean, they have one business called Yakiimo, and they sell baked potatoes,
sweet potatoes,
and they drive around, and that's okay because it's kind of a pleasant sound. Ishi Yakiimo.
Yes,
but
yes.
My pet peeve is generally these public announcements, and this one I don't understand it. Maybe some of our Japanese listeners could tell us about Saudake, and Saudake is just this little truck that drives around, and they sell of all things. Laundry poles.
Wow.
Now, my question is to our Japanese listeners, how does Saudake stay in business? Like, how often do you buy laundry poles, Rob?
not that often.
A laundry pole, you know, something that you hang out on your balcony, that you put your clothes on, a pole for hanging laundry.
Yeah.
Now, I just don't understand it. Like, I don't sit around in my house thinking, gee, I need to buy a laundry pole. Oh, there's Saudake. I'm going to go buy a laundry pole. How do they stay in business? Do you know?
I wonder. It's they probably don't make a lot of profit. Let's put it that way.
I don't think they make any profit. So please, Japanese listeners, what is the story with Saudake?
And so does Saudake actually mean laundry pole?
It does. I think it means bamboo pole.
Okay.
Take, as Take.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sao, I think that means pole.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, though, like what... In fact, we have a clip here of sao dake for our non-Japanese listeners. Mm. Listen to it.
Sao ya, sao dake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have sao dake in your neighborhood?
Well, I've never heard that one. No, I've heard of the yakiimo, the sweet potato van, and
yakiimo's
some other.
Recently, though, there have been a lot of secondhand store. Mm. Secondhand means used items.
Right.
Little trucks drive around, and they buy your used items, like old,
usually electrical items.
Electrical items, TVs, bicycles too.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's very common in Japan. You get a lot of public announcements, and that's my pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about laundry, I apparently it's an important topic, I guess.
I think so.
I never think about laundry.
Really?
In fact, I'm really happy that I'm married now because Mickey, my wife, doesn't mind doing the laundry.
I see.
She doesn't mind that. Like, of course, I have other things I do at home. I have my own tasks, my own jobs. But my wife usually takes care of the laundry, which is nice. How about in your household?
Mostly my wife takes care of it, but I actually help out. I hang it out on the balcony, and I take it in sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, I never help.
Oh, right.
I should, though.
But then I don't wash up the dishes that often.
Yeah.
I hardly ever do that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, since we're talking about laundry, I thought that I would give some laundry tips to our listeners, because laundry is an important thing.
It is.
You take it for granted.
Mm,
you don't really think about it until your clothes stink.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so anyway, here let's give some tips to our listeners about laundry.
Sort your stuff.
So sort means to categorize.
Mm-hmm.
So reds here, whites here.
Right.
Clothes,
yes,
okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Also, follow care directions on clothing labels. Read the little tags or the labels on your clothes.
Right,
you know, if it says don't bleach, don't bleach it.
Mm-hmm. Choose the right cycle and water temperature.
Hey, that's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you have a machine, cycle the water temperature.
Yeah.
Very important, don't overload.
Mm.
What does overload mean?
If you, don't put too much in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Otherwise it won't be washed cleanly.
Yeah.
Make sure that soap and bleach are fully dissolved.
Dissolved.
It's important.
Mixes in with the water.
Uh-huh.
Great tip.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, I tell you, I think we're good husbands.
Yeah.
We know a lot about laundry.
Yeah.
Add fabric softener on the rinse cycle for wearing comfort.
Mm.
Fabric softener, I don't know really why people use that. Apparently it softens the fabric.
Right.
But on the rinse cycle means after it's washed and the water just rinses rinses the clothes, apparently that's the best time to add the fabric softener.
All right.
I have no idea. I've never bought fabric softener. I've never used it.
Okay. I use it, but I put it in right at the beginning.
What? You actually use fabric softener?
Well, my wife's bought it and... But we don't wait for the rinse cycle. We just put it in at the same time. Okay, you should make sure that your wash is done when time remaining on your machine display reaches 0 minutes.
Yeah, that's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
That's
if it has a time.
So don't, be impatient.
But, washing machines are pretty advanced, and my machine now, it beeps when it's finished.
Really?
It beeps, and so it signals to us, hey, come and take me out.
Yeah, well, someday it'll actually call to you, say, Rob, come and change.
Yeah.
Come and take the clothes out of me.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Could do a lot. Could get you a beer, too, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
A dry on normal for most kinds of wash, except delicates. Delicates, I guess, would be like underwear or silk fabrics.
Yes.
Do you wear silk underwear, Rob?
I can't afford them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
No, we just have to stick to cotton. So anyway, these have been your Bob and Rob Show laundry tips.
Mm.
And we hope your laundry is forever better after listening to the show. We should probably bring up some laundry, idioms or ways.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, for example, dirty laundry, we often say. And dirty laundry can mean literally dirty laundry, or it can mean a person's, secret or a personal affair that might cause you embarrassment or distress if it was made public.
Right.
So a politician wouldn't want to air out their dirty laundry in public.
Yeah. That's,
shameful that's secrets.
Right. Right,
so that's what dirty laundry means.
Yeah.
How about money laundering? What does that mean?
Money laundering. Yes, money laundering refers to, well, criminal elements who transfer their monetary funds illegally.
So basically it means to hide illegal money by investing it in a business or just trying to hide it.
Right.
Do you do money laundering, Rob?
I can't afford it.
No, you don't have any money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Soap operas.
Yeah, it's interesting. Soap operas. The reason they call soap operas soap operas, and basically, I think most people know what soap operas are.
They're just make sure. What is
daytime
it?
Daytime television shows that are serials.
Right.
And it's usually one long continuing story that just goes on. A couple of popular soap operas in America are like General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, and they're in the afternoons.
Right.
And they're, I guess, fairly popular with stay-at-home moms.
Right. Usually they're drama.
Home drama type thing. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so soap operas, they get their name from basically soap because a lot of detergent companies and soap companies advertise during the shows because
it's
traditionally a lot of housewives were home who did the laundry.
Right.
And they're called operas, soap operas. The opera part is an opera is very long, and these are shows that just go on and on.
I see, yes.
They're not seasonal.
Right.
Or they might be seasonal, but they don't usually discontinue them.
Yeah, they usually last a number of years.
Yeah, so that's where the term soap opera comes from.
I see, that's interesting. I used to watch Dallas and Dynasty.
Yeah, actually, those were, I guess they'd be called nighttime soap operas because they were on at night rather than during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then the final interesting English term using laundry would be?
Laundry list?
Yeah. And that usually just means a long list.
Right.
For example, I don't know, do you say that in the UK?
No, we wouldn't really use that, laundry list.
Yeah, in the US, if I said, I've got a laundry list of things to do today, it would mean basically I have a long list.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe we should do some listener email.
Yeah, sure.
On the show now.
Well, first of all, I asked a quick question about...
Who asked?
I. Not me, I.
Oh, okay. That's a good joke.
Yes. So I believe, I guess she's Japanese. I is a Japanese name?
Probably.
So quite possibly. And she says one of her friends said to her that you owe me 3 cans of beer. And when she said, I'm sorry, I will pay for the beer, her friend told her that this was wrong.
Yeah.
Now, actually, this isn't wrong. You were right to say I'll pay for the beer. That's fine. Perhaps your friend would have preferred you to actually give him back 3 cans of beer.
Oh,
that's
so
what I'm assuming.
Yeah. To not actually give him the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he wants to drink with her.
Possibly. Yes.
So it's like buy me another beer later. So.
Yeah.
If she just gave him the money, then it would seem kind of cold.
Right.
Like, I want to drink with you again. Just buy me the beer later.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another email from Ignacio, and apparently he did a Skype cast.
Yeah.
And had some great ideas. He used a slideshow to help with the Skype cast.
Right.
Again, the Skype cast is a way for you to do audio chat.
Yes.
Using Skype technology. And he mentioned that he had the participants read half of a story and then discuss possible endings, which is a great way to provide structure to a Skype cast. And he also set up a slideshow, but unfortunately, when I went there, it said presentation missing, so I wasn't able to do that. But that's great that our listeners are starting to take their own initiative.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And do their own Skype casts. Speaking of which,
I think he's going to do one, or he's going to try to set one up when he comes back from his holiday.
Yeah, so let us know, Ignacio, and we'll tell our listeners about that. Speaking of which, a fellow named Fabio, I believe, is interested in having an email exchange, okay. pen pal exchange, and he would like us to tell our listeners his email address.
Okay.
So if people are interested in that, maybe you can read that.
Yeah. So this is Fabio's email address. If anybody would like to have a new e-pal, please give him an email at Fabio Okipni, which is FABIOOKIPNEY at hotmail.com.
Well read, Rob.
Thanks.
You're so good at that.
we got a letter from Paolo, who lives in Bergamo, which is near where my mother's from. Mother's actually from Trento.
Maybe you're related to Paolo somehow.
I doubt it.
Okay.
But yeah, he just sent in and
he must be excited that Italy won the
very much excited. I guess there was a great atmosphere in across Italy, he says.
Great.
Yeah. And in London too. My sister told me that many British Italians went into the centre of London and were driving around, going mad,
honking their horns.
Yep, around Trafalgar
Square. Burning cars.
Well, no.
But throwing rocks at store windows.
They were jumping in the fountain and they had a good time.
So what does Paolo say?
Well, Paolo and Dimitri, actually, they both tell us that we made a mistake about the companies, Adidas and Puma.
Did we?
They're not Italian. They're actually German.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that correction. And speaking of which, we also made a mistake, or maybe I made the mistake, on the last show we were talking about and neutering your pet. Neutering is for a male animal. So if you do not want your pet to have babies.
Other babies? Yeah.
Yes, then if it's a female, we would call it spading. If it's a male, you'd call it neutering or castrating.
Right.
But we got those mixed up on the last show. Mm, so.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for pointing
as punishment, out. Rob has to castrate himself.
Right.
Hi, Rob. Anyway, anything else that we should mention? I think that's about it. If we forgot to mention something that you wrote, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But
we're
just
trying to
send a bigger donation and we'll get to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We must thank everybody for all the donations that have been coming in.
So, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Very kind of you.
Yes. Moving along, ancient Japanese English study secret.
Ancient Japanese English study secret.
Okay. Today's ancient Japanese English study secret. Found a nice website called How I Learn English. And the address is howilearnenglish.blogspot.com. And I think it's a he, but this person gives ideas and suggestions about learning English. And, well, since we're talking about laundry today, I had to share this on the show. And he says, "For me, the laundry room has been a great place to find reading treasures. When I'm waiting for the washing machine, I browse on the shelves in the laundry room or laundromat, okay, a place where you pay money to do laundry.
Right.
I browse on the shelves in the laundry room where my neighbors have left their unwanted magazines or old books. I can usually find something that catches my eye. Catches my eye is an idiom that gets my attention.
Yeah.
It would not occur to me to buy these magazines if I saw them on a newsstand, but because they're there and I have a few minutes to kill, I leaf through, look through, because leaves, traditionally a piece of paper in a book is called a leaf, through the pictures and read some articles. These magazines are outside the scope, which means too difficult for my regular reading materials. They contain expressions and vocabulary that I would not have been exposed to otherwise. They have enriched my life with ideas and images, as well as with different writing styles in the English language. Now I come back home with clean clothes in my basket and a little extra something in my head. English can be learned in many ways outside the classroom, and sometimes it happens in unexpected places. I found reading treasures in my laundry room."
Excellent.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I found this at howilearnenglish.blogspot.com. So our listeners might be interested in visiting this website.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Didn't Now have a good...
Now did mention in an email that she actually, when she's reading text or anything, she'll find herself underlining phrasal verbs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a very good idea. Yeah. Should just underline a phrasal verb if it's new.
So we have two ancient Japanese English study secrets today.
That's right.
Yes.
We do.
Yes. Mm. Study at the laundromat or in the laundry room.
Yeah.
And underline phrasal verbs when you read.
Mm, yeah.
But don't do it if it's a library book.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, moving along, let's actually talk about phrasal verbs today. Oh, what's our phrasal verb, Rob?
Well, today we're going to, funnily enough, seeing as we're talking about laundry, we're going to do hang out.
This is the laundry edition.
This is
the Bob and Rob's laundry edition show.
So
hang out the laundry.
Hang out the laundry. You got to hang something out hang out something.
Do you and you said that you hang out the laundry sometimes at home.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
You're such a good husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, also there's an idiom, hang out to dry, which you hang your laundry out to dry.
That's
but
right.
The idiomatic use of that means to abandon someone when they're in trouble.
Mm.
So, for example, the government left the hostage, the government hung the hostage
out to dry.
Mm.
Yes. That means they left him to the kidnappers.
Yeah, so they kind of abandon him. So if someone hangs you out to dry, it means they've just kind of left you in a difficult situation. They've abandoned you.
Right.
But anyway, what's another meaning for hang out?
An informal way to use hang out would be basically to stay or meet with friends and stay with friends for an hour or two.
That's really popular. Hang out. Like, what'd you do yesterday, Rob?
I hung out with some friends.
Hung out. A lot of Japanese make a mistake. They'll say, I played with my friends.
Ah, yes.
They're thinking, asobu.
Yeah, asobu is a Japanese verb which means to play.
But if we say, I played with my friends, it sounds like they're children playing.
That's right.
Like at the playground.
Yeah.
So
we
really, the best way is hang out. So you want to hang out tonight? Do you want to spend some time together? Do you use hang out in British English?
Yeah, we do.
Any other variations of hang out?
There's an informal, another, it is an informal phrase, but we can actually use it as a noun.
Oh.
So for example, the cafe is a favorite hangout for writers and artists.
Yeah,
and
so a gathering place.
Yeah.
That's very
common. It's a
good
hangout.
Okay. Any other things about the phrasal verb hang out?
Yeah, I found something interesting from Australia. In Australian English.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Yes. Hang out for something. If you hang out for something, it means you're going to wait until you get what you are asking for. So you don't accept something less than what you are asking
for. Oh, as a negotiating strategy to negotiate?
You hang out for your ideal price.
Oh.
So it means waiting, essentially.
Yeah, I don't think we use that in the
Britain
US.
Too. We have never heard of that. But in Australia, yeah.
Maybe we'd say hang on. We're going to hang on for the final price.
Okay.
But
in Australia, they would say, if I were you, I'd hang out for a better deal.
Yeah, so wait until you get a better deal.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, good. Thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Let's do some both sides of the pond now.
Okay. Well, In Britain, Bob, we use rubbers to when we make a mistake with our pencils.
Oh, you must mean eraser.
Right. Ah, you say eraser, right.
Yeah.
Well, what's a rubber?
I'm sorry, you pronounce eraser again?
We say rubber. Oh, eraser.
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 No, we say eraser.
Oh, eraser.
Yours sounds more like Z.
We say eraser.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, rubbers are a slang term, Rob, for condom in the U.S.
Ah, right.
So you kind of made me laugh.
Something to be careful about. Right.
But also, so basically you say rubber. Do you have a rubber?
Mm.
It means do you have a condom?
Okay. Well, in the
so
British
you should
classroom,
be careful.
Yeah, they would give you an eraser in return.
How do you say rubber, like condom, in the U.K.?
We either use the generic company name, Durex.
Durex.
Or just condom.
Condom.
Maybe these days people are using the American term as well, rubber.
Really?
I think, yeah.
We're getting old, Rob.
We are. And in Britain we say pontoon. It's a gambling game.
Oh, we'd say 21 or blackjack.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
And in my youth, when I was a university student, I used to go on a number of pub crawls.
Oh, we'd say in I think American English, bar hopping.
Oh, you don't have pub crawls in the States at all?
We do, but we call it bar hopping.
Oh, right. You don't actually... Okay.
That's so we go from bar to bar. It's like right. hopping.
Yeah.
Boing, boing, boing. Mm. Mm. A pub crawl, it's... well, I don't know. It might be used now, but we usually just say bar hopping.
Okay. Yeah.
How would you say like a deck of cards? We were talking about 21 or blackjack.
Yeah. We don't say a deck. We usually say a pack of cards.
Yeah.
A pack.
You could use that in the US okay. too, but usually we say a deck right. of cards.
Mm.
How about aisle? Like you go down a store aisle.
Yeah, we would actually say aisle as well, but we also say gangway. Yeah.
Gangway, yeah. I don't think we use that.
Okay.
No, it'd be aisle. A-I-S-L-E. That's a difficult word
that
to
is
spell.
Difficult. Yeah, very difficult.
Aisle. Yeah, the aisle.
Okay.
Well, great. I guess we should kind of wrap things up. It's getting late.
Okay.
And again, thanks everyone who has donated. If you're a regular listener to the show, please... consider sending us a donation.
Hmm.
We are actually thinking of upgrading and buying some new equipment.
Hmm. Yeah.
So just to make our show better.
We really do appreciate your listening to the show.
Yeah, so any donations you can give us, we would appreciate it. And today's song, I'm amazing. I don't know how I do this.
Wow.
But and I promise... We'll never talk about laundry on the Bob and Rob show again, but today's song is called Laundromat.
All right. Laundromat.
And the name of the group is No Kiss for New Year's.
Wow.
And Rob will put a link in the show notes.
Okay.
So we're going to leave you with that song, and we wish you all a good week.
Yes.
And we'll talk with you again next week. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
shower. Laundromat. Laundromat. Laundromat.